Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds are talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth. Artist.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello there.
Bonnie James, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thanks so much. It's great to be with you guys.
Layla, thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Music.
This is the Jazz Queen with the Smooth Jazz News Minute.
With the smoothest show on internet radio, your hosts, the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds.
Hello and welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz. It is Saturday, January 14th, and my name is Terry, a.k.a. the Jazz Queen. Welcome to the show, along with my co-host, Mike Reynolds. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing great, Terry. It's playoff football weather, so I'm out here, you know. But it's football time today.
Okay,
go Broncos.
So I was asking you before we came on the air, and I missed part of your answer. If the Cowboys were playing in the Super Bowl, let's say this was Super Bowl Sunday, and your team, the Cowboys, were playing, would you still be out showing homes?
No, I would not. They would have to take a wait on that one. So.
All right. Let me welcome to the chat room Maestro 7, who happens to be the young lady that referred our guest to us today, Paul Whitley. So welcome, Maestro. But we keep losing her, so hopefully we'll have her back. Joe from Germany. Welcome, Joe. If you would like to join us in the chat room, please go to talkingsmoothjazz.com. And click on Paul Whitley's name, and that should bring you right into the chat room. If you would like to call in and speak with Paul, the number is 646-716-5485, 646-716-5485. Our guest today is guitarist Paul Whitley, and he is fluent in many different styles of music, ranging from the sounds of gospel, neo-soul, R&B, soft rock, contemporary music to the groove of jazz. His debut CD is called Versatility. Paul, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thank you. Thank you, Terry. Glad to
How
be
are
here.
You doing?
Doing pretty good.
Well, good, good. I keep missing your friend. She's, for some reason, not able to stay into the chat room, so hopefully she'll be back soon
right.
So we can, you know, so she can hear the interview because she was very excited about it. And, again, I want to thank her for referring you to us.
Yes, ma'am.
So let's start with this debut CD. How did this CD come about?
Well, I've been talking about doing an instrumental CD for the longest, and I just finally, back in 2011, early, just decided to go ahead and try to make it happen, not to just talk about it, to just go ahead and start putting it together. So I just started trying to come up with some material, and then it just kind of developed. You know, I put 15 tunes up there. I had ended up with about 22, and then I cut it down to about 15. So it's just something I had been talking about doing, and then just finally, you know, just took the time to try to make it happen.
Wow, 22 songs. Well, that's the start of your next CD.
Yeah. So that's why I said some of the stuff, you know, I really got a jump start on it, you know. So, yeah.
Wow. All right. So now you started playing at 8, I read?
Yeah, I actually, I started on drums, and then when I was 15, I started playing piano. And then just recently, in the last 4 years, I picked up the guitar. And actually, before that, I started playing bass. So really, I play about, I guess, maybe 4 instruments.
Wow. Yeah, you do play a lot of instruments. Now, I was reading in your bio that by the time you had turned 16, you started playing piano after your father had prayed over your hands. Tell us about that story.
Well, actually, he probably bought a piano when I was probably about 10 or 11, and I always used to kind of just go in there and kind of bang. I'll put on my headphones, and it would seem like I would be actually playing along, but I guess to them, it was just noise. And then One day I remember him coming in, and he's been a preacher all my life, but he wasn't a pastor. And he's like, Paul, if I ever got a church, would you pray for me? I was like, sure, you know, whatever. So I said he prayed over my hands, and it didn't really happen automatically, but it's just over time I just always was able to hear something and be able to play it, you know, and of course nurturing my gift by practicing and all of that and trying to listen to a lot of different styles of stuff, but you know, just but the gift, you know, has been there.
Okay, all right, and now you were a civil engineer before you really started producing and recording. How long were you a civil engineer?
Well, fortunately or unfortunately, I did it for about 3 years. I went to the University of North Carolina at Charlotte, got a bachelor's in civil engineering, and I worked, and you know, and then my job laid me off. So at that point, I decided, you know, to really just try doing music, which my father often asked me, do I ever want to go back to it? And actually, a lot of people asked me that, but actually, I haven't did civil engineering since July 2002. Mm-hmm. So actually, July this year would be 10 years. So really, it's kind of just something that I just kind of, you know, it was good because it afforded me to, you know, make some money to be able to start, you know, buying equipment for my studio without having to go into a lot of debt, you know. So
right.
I was able to just kind of get stuff and then just try to make it happen. Kind of really like a faith move, because you know, to actually just come off a job and then to kind of just go to something like an entrepreneurship or being self-employed.
Right. And were you working on the CD at the time that you were working?
No, I was like real green at. I had just started production. I had been playing piano and organ, and I had just started playing the bass at that time. But actually, knowing how to actually arrange and produce, I had just started. So really, I actually started this particular CD here back in March. So I basically completed it in about 4 months. Whatever.
So did you have like any form of training in songwriting or writing music at all?
No, it's just I've kind of always had either, I guess, a gift or the knack for, I guess, looking at something and just kind of being able to dissect it and, I guess, being able to just understand and comprehend. So, you know, just kind of by playing, you know, other songs or cover tunes, you say, okay, the format is chorus, verse, bridge, chorus, or whatever, and then just kind of, you know, just kind of, you know, looking at different forms. And then also the cool thing about music is, you know, there are rules, but then there are no rules, you know, as long as it sounds good. So, you know, just trying to being able to take risk and not just copy, somebody else.
Right.
You know, it's easy to just hear something on the radio and just, you know, make a replica of that, you know. And, you know, and to each his own if that's what they decide to do. But I'm trying to be more of a trendsetter and not just like a follower.
Okay. All right. Now, the CD is called Versatility, and I imagine part of that refers to the many instruments that you play. What else would that refer to?
Well, it's kind of threefold, at least twofold. The instruments, because, you know, I did bring in other players, but a lot of the foundation was, you know, started by, you know, me on all the different instruments, at least giving a guide to whoever I brought in or me playing whatever. And the other four would be, you know, trying to hit almost all the genres. I think the only thing I really missed totally was like country, and I couldn't really find a way to kind of fit the country and jazz, even though since then I had an idea, because I have done a couple country songs, but I was trying to make that sound jazzy, but I was able to kind of hit the gospel, the neo soul, a touch of Radiohead jazz, a touch of, you know, classical. So, mm-hmm. and then also versatile, you know, me being a producer and an engineer, you know, to actually produce the record and actually engineer and mix the record. Now, I didn't master it because by the time I finished mixing, it's just my ears was just totally just almost shot from just listening to it. And I didn't want to jack it up at the very, the last part of it. So, you know, I just took it the last step to get a fresh set of ears on it.
Okay. All right. Well, let's listen to some of this music. Again, the CD is called Versatility, and it is written and produced by guitarist Paul Whitley. I'm going to start with Groovin' Time. Tell me about this one.
Well, actually, it came, I just, you know, always, I have about 11 guitars, so I keep one in every room, so I just kind of just pick it up and try to vibe, so just one day I was just kind of grooving and, you know, walking around the house with the guitar and just and I just said, oh, you know, and I immediately went downstairs and tried to lay it down. So it's just kind of like a funk tune. It just feels good. So anybody that likes funk, you know, and a nice groove, you know, they should like it.
All right, from his Versatility CD, this is Groovin' Time.
Yeah.
All right, that was Groovin' Time from guitarist Paul Whitley's debut CD, Versatility. You can find that CD on iTunes, CD Baby, and Rhapsody, and on his website, paulwhitley.com. And follow him on Twitter at Paul Whitley Jr. As well. And check him out on Facebook, too. Oh, nice song there, Paul.
Thank you. Thank you.
So when you, I mean, you did, you, what you said, you have 12, 13 songs on this CD. What, how do you go about choosing the music or deciding what to play?
Well, it's kind of, I guess, the producer of me kind of kicks in. It's almost something that you know, and then some of it is trial and error, but a lot of times, you know, when I come up with the initial concept, then I can almost hear the end result.
Mm-hmm.
Automatically. It's almost like, I guess, an artist. I mean, sometimes it's trial and error, but normally I have just probably 75 to 80%. I can already kind of know where I wanted to go. Some of that is from like that. That was kind of a funky tune, so just kind of the trend or the tendencies of kind of funk where, you know, you have a nice saxophone, a grooving guitar, a grooving drummer, you know, maybe a little organ splash, a little clap in the back. So, I mean, I just get the foundation and then just try to color it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I want to let you know that Joe from Germany liked that tune. He said that's hot, and he likes the funk in it as well.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So now, I read that you have played with quite a bit of artists, both gospel and jazz. So tell us about some of these artists that you played with.
This time on the jazz side, I was able to, you know, hit with Steve Cole when they come in the area, saxophonist Steve Cole, Walter Beasley, Elaine Troutman, and Len Roundtree, and Joey Somerville, which are all horn players. And then I was also just back the Saturday after Thanksgiving, and was able to hit with, perform with Jonathan Fritzen, phenomenal
yes.
piano player from Sweden. You know, he's
yes.
a beast.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just honored, you know, just to actually see him live, and, you know, even not just a player, he's a performer. He did a spinning around behind his back. He does it all, you know. So, you know, I was just able to just kind of listen and try to learn some stuff from him, you know. So, and on the gospel side, which is, you know, kind of where my roots, you know, been able to play behind, you know, Donnie McKirkland, Marvin Sapp, Dorinda Clark Cole, Byron Cage, the late Timothy Wright, William Beckman. You know, one of the things I was able to kind of hit all those in 1 week, I was doing the iGospel thing with a television network here, and they call it the Inspirational Gospel, whatever. They do a week where they bring in like 15 artists, and I was just fortunate enough to be the house musician to kind of play behind those guys. So, you know, just to be, just a few. And a lot of times when a lot of the guys come to the Charlotte area, you know, I'm able to just kind of put a band together to back them up.
Okay. And that, because that's my next question was going to be, who was the first jazz artist you played with, and how did you get the gig?
Well, actually, Walter Beasley, and I got a good friend, bass player here, John Dillard, and he, you know, he plays with Brian Simpson on Dave Todd. So basically, me and him been friends for years, and, you know, and finally he just called, asked me that I wanted to do the gig, you know. So, and then, you know, because he had been kind of touring, he did some stuff with 480 or 480 East also. He just asked me, you know, could I do it? I was like, you know, sure, and sent me the material. And then I was like, you know, I was just glad to be asked to do it. So, you know, the first one really was, you know, Walter Beasley, and, you know, Walter, you know, he's a cool guy. You know, he had sent the stuff, the tunes over in the charts, and, you know, we had rehearsed, so, you know, we just showed up for the gig, done a sound check, just kind of touched over a few things, and, you know, everybody thought that we all had played together, you know, for years. So, You know, it just goes to show, you know, just in that prep and that preparation is key, you know, with everything from production to live, you know, also.
And I'd love to hear Walter Beasley sing. He's such a beautiful voice to me. Did he do any singing?
Yeah, he did. He did The Lovely Day, and then a couple other ones.
Yeah, I love him. And you also played with one of my favorite saxophonists, Steve Cole. Love him as well.
Yeah, Steve, that was great. You know, it's just the fun thing about music is, you know, like different, they, even people that play the same instrument, you know, just can still have different vibes and come up with different stuff. So even his music is good, different from Walter's, but still, you know, still great music.
Exactly. Okay. Now, do you have a favorite song on the CD?
I actually have two. It's a tie between two. I tend to be more of a laid-back cat, so, you know, and I like kind of the neo-soul. So the first one of the two would be the You Are the One. It's kind of like a neo-soul type thing. And then my second one would be Midnight Breeze, which is still kind of laid-back, but it's kind of a more just a mellow tune. So those are my two favorites, and you know, I haven't, it's still a tie. I can't really choose between the two.
Okay. All right. Well, let's start with You Are the One.
Okay.
I'll play that.
Hold on.
Are the One. That is from Paul Whitley's debut CD, Versatility. So now, Paul, you mentioned earlier that you play about four instruments. Are you playing all of the instruments on the CD?
No, ma'am. I had to be smart about it. Now, really, I could have probably pulled it off, but, you know, like, especially, actually my first and probably the one I'm most fluent on would be more of a piano, keyboard. You know, and I can, you know, I'm pretty influenced on the guitar, so a lot of, basically, I did all the key work and all the rhythm guitar and some of the lead guitar, so basically, I just had a couple of my friends that I know were more fluent on the solo to just come in and, you know, just do the solos on the verses with all the rhythm. And even on bass, I play bass on two tones, like I play key bass on that particular tone. And but basically, I would just do a dummy bass line with the feel that I want and then give it to the guys that I know that's what they do and can add the little extras that, you know. So I didn't want to be selfish. You know, I've been blessed to be able to do a lot of things, but still I know sometimes, you know, the teamwork, you know, to get a good group of guys that may have an idea that I may not have or they can still add something versus it'll help the project even, I mean, help the song or whatever or even the project, you know, just be at a high level. So, and even, you know, I had basically recasted each position. You know, I knew I used three different bass players, three guitar players, four different drummers. So different guys that I know their strong points on the different styles of music, just try to pull them in. You know, and everybody was just, you know, just eager and willing to help me to pull it off.
Okay. All right. And now I'm looking at the CD cover, the credits, and I'm noticing there are a lot of vocal credits on here. But I didn't hear any vocals on this last song we played. So is there like an instrumental and vocal version?
Well, right. So I thought maybe I thought we had sent it to you, but yeah, that particular one has vocals on it. I'm trying to be strategic with it. You know, I end up mixing and mastering an instrumental and a vocal version just for, you know, some stations may be like, well, we like the music, but we'd rather not have vocals or even. So just trying to be from a marketing standpoint to have both forms.
Okay, I got it. All right. Yes, I have the I was sent to instrumental versions, but I have the full CD. So, yeah, I'll listen to some of the vocal versions as well. All right, cool. Okay, so now I know that you have your own production company, and I was wondering if you are producing for other artists.
Oh, yes, ma'am. That's really, you know, before I ever tried to be an artist, I mean, that's what I've been doing for the last 10 years. You know, I'm more of like a shy guy, so, you know, I don't really care that much for being out front, even though I will do it, but, you know, put me in a room with my keyboard, guitar, and my studio, you know, I try to make things happen. So, yeah, I've been, especially around the Charlotte area, I've been, you know, doing a lot of work and even got a couple of friends in New York that did some stuff for. So yeah, that's my main thing that I've been doing is just producing, and even a good friend of mine who's kind of popular over in the U.K., she's on a neo-soul project, Trish Andrews. I'm working on her stuff as we speak. So yeah, I just try to have, you know, multiple streams, kind of dibble-dabble and everything just in case something ain't popping off. I may be, you know, to do other stuff, you know, especially with the whole self-employed. When I had a job, you know, I knew on the 15th and the 30th I'd get a check, you know. But, you know, working for yourself, you know, it's cool to be able to do different stuff. So when stuff's slow, like even with the studio, everybody has studios now. So, you know, some are better than others, but a lot of people, it's so competitive. So you just say, hey, I got a studio, you know, it doesn't really mean anything, it doesn't mean what it meant 10 years ago.
Okay, so tell everyone the name of the production company and how, you know, someone can get in touch with you.
Yeah, it's Pablo Productions. Pablo is just Paul in Spanish, so I came up with that because versus Paul Productions, and Pablo Productions kind of got a little twist to it. You can hit me online, www.paulwhitley.com, or also www.pablo-productions.com, and that'll, you know, show you my gear list of what I use in the studio And or, you know, on my telephone number, 704-965-0827. That's my business line, 704-965-0827. You know, with the internet, I can do stuff internationally, overseas, whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the sky's the limit.
So now, are you currently looking for artists to produce?
Oh, yeah, always.
Okay,
you know,
okay.
Always.
All right.
But I'm a one man show right now, but you know, I got friends that, you know, it's a lot of friends that I got. You know, I would like to be able to expand it to where if I'm busy, I got guys that I can depend on. You know, even though I would oversee it, you know, and
mm-hmm.
make sure that, you know, there's good representation of the company. But yeah, but I work fast, so you know, I would give me 5-6 hours, I can bang it out.
Oh, wow. Wow, okay, well, cool. Because, you know, artists out there are always looking for someone to help them put their projects together,
yeah.
So it's good to know
yeah.
that you are out there. And
I treat everything like it's mine, so, you know, everything I give 120%.
All right.
Because, you know, anything I put my name on it, because you never know where that CD may get that I can never get.
That's right. All right, that is Pablo -productions.com is the website. So check that out. Any artists out there listening, you're looking for someone to help produce your next project, give Paul a call and check him out. See what he can do for you. Again, his number is 704-965-0827. All right, good job. All right, Midnight Breeze is next. Tell me about this one.
Well, yeah, that's kind of The You Are the One was kind of up tempo. This one is like, it's actually, I think, the crowd favorite. Like, the average person, even radio, has kind of grasped this one, I guess, because it kind of has a lot of emotion. So, anybody that is in touch with their emotional side, it'll kind of, you know, anytime you had a rough day at work, you know what I'm saying? So, you just, boss that made you mad or whatever, or wife or husband made you mad, you know, just pop that in and just kind of, you know, relax. Don't close your eyes, though, if you're driving, you know, but if you just sit in the home, just close your eyes and just relax. So, yeah, it's just, I was just playing the piano one day, and it came to me, and originally it was just going to be piano and sax, but a good friend of mine who is another guitarist, he owed me a favor, and he was supposed to play on the album, but I had asked him, like, 3 months before, and he hadn't contacted me, so I went ahead and made other arrangements. So I was going to leave that keyboard and sax. And then he came in. I said, well, I don't really have nothing else for you to do, but let me pop this tune on and see what you can do with it. And as he started playing, I was like, yes, you know what I'm saying? Because I was trying to kind of just create some diversity, not put guitar and stuff on everything. But, you know, it ended up what it, you know, he gave it what it needed.
Mm-hmm. All right. This is Midnight Breeze. I see why that is one of your favorites. That's beautiful. I like that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Midnight Breeze is the name of that song. That is from the debut CD of Paul Whitley called Versatility. You can find that on his website, paulwhitley.com, and on iTunes, CD Baby, and Rhapsody. And you can follow Paul on Twitter at Paul Whitley Jr. and hit him up on Facebook. Send him a friend request as well. So now, I also read that you are a teacher. So tell us about that.
Yeah, even though I'm not a... I guess I'm not a fluent reader of music, but I have a good understanding of music theory, so I can still communicate, you know, if somebody say C sharp major seven with a flat, you know, I understand the terminology. So I teach more ear training and how to basically play by ear because of my background being a preacher's kid and growing up more in the Pentecostal Holiness Church. It's more just, for the lack of a better word, unstructured. Like, you know, it's not, somebody might just start singing a song and it might not be in the same key that the book says it is. So, you know, it's very imperative to be able to play in all 12 keys. So, you know, I just, you know, so I kind of just start by teaching. Normally I start with some theory and some application at the same time, especially with younger students, because they get bored with just a bunch of theory, but just, of course, starting just with the, you know, teaching their scales and their notes, because that's where everything derives from, and then building chords from there, and then just showing them different songs that those chords can be applied in. So, you know, I've had a couple of students that have come up and actually doing gigs now, so I'm very proud of them. You know, of course, it's hard sometimes to get students to practice. They don't realize that the importance of practicing, and even the parents, I tell them, you know, all I can do is, you know, I can't do it for them. A lot of it is the homework at home. You know, that's just like an analogy would be, you know, just like a basketball player, whatever. Kobe and LeBron, they're good and talented, but, you know, they get up, they shoot extra jumpers before practice, after practice, they run it. Actually, you know, because when fourth quarter comes, you know, everybody else tied and it's, you know, last man standing. So mm-hmm. really how bad, you know, you want it. So just because I remember when I was learning every day when I came home, you know, all I could think about was piano. And even when I started with guitar, you know, people thought I was crazy because everywhere I went, I had my guitar with me. It was just,
mm-hmm.
it was just a hunger. You know, every day I had to touch it, you know, and it was just, hunger, so, you know, and that's just what I try to pass on, you know, to my students. So I've been teaching probably kind of off and on for the last 10 years, you know, just students, like I said, just trying to, like I said, just kind of, I have a method, you know, that works, you know, and then it's still where they can sit with other musicians, because you got some musicians that show me cats, and you got some people, they don't. More theory. Some people want to know why. Some people don't care why. So I try to be able to interact with whoever I may have to sit in with. So somebody may say, hey, that's a C sharp. And somebody say, hey, that's D flat. Or somebody may say, you know, just call a number. You know, give me 251. You know, so just to be able to understand everything. And I try to pass that on to my students.
And now do you have a... Do you have an instructional DVD, or is there some place on YouTube where they can go and watch?
Well, I do have an instructional DVD. It's at www.gospelskills.com, and that's skills with a Z. So it's GOSPELSCILLZ.com, gospelskills.com.
Okay.
So.
Okay, cool.
I do have that out there.
Oh, good, good. Wow. Now, I want to let you know that I host another show called The Jazz Queen Show. It airs on Fridays on a Houston-based website, and it's a two-hour show. The first hour, I feature a CD, and the second hour, I play music. So I will be featuring Versatility next Friday night. It's going to be 6 p.m. my time. I think that's what, 9 o'clock your time?
I'm in North Carolina. I'm Eastern Standard Time.
Eastern.
Are you Pacific?
I'm Pacific, so it's going to be 9 p.m. your time.
Okay.
And I will send all of the information to BB. I'll send her the link and all of that. So I will go ahead and feature the CD so that my listeners can hear Paul Whitley's Versatility.
Cool.
Yeah, definitely. My pleasure in doing that. All right, so now where are you playing in Charlotte where people can come see you play?
Well, actually, I'm doing my official CD release next Saturday, January 21st.
Okay.
At this Sports Grill, they have live jazz every Saturday night. So I've been able to they afforded me, they allow me to perform there next Saturday. So that's gonna be like my official CD release from 9 to 12 next Saturday night at Stan's Sports Grill. So it'll be a lot of fun. Got some good players, and you know I'm gonna do most of my stuff. Probably 10 out of the 15 tunes, and then some covers too. So just kind of give a good variety. So got a good band playing with me and some good vocalists. So it should be a lot of fun.
All right, great. And so now, where would you like this project to go? Where would you like to see it take you?
I mean, really, you know, the sky's the limit. I want to be national. You know, I respect all the cats, you know, the Steve Cole, Dave Ties, Line, all of them, you know, Brian Simpson, Jonathan. I mean, I would like to be, you know, just mentioned in the same breath, Wayman Tisdale, you know, everybody just kind of be a household name and not more just, I just want people to be able to hear and enjoy my music the same way I've enjoyed, you know, other people. So, you know, I want to be able to travel and you know, let everybody hear, you know, come to Vegas, come to Cali, come to, you know, go everywhere and just do my music. And I really believe this will happen. There's been a lot of positive things so far. Like I said, I just released it in October. So, you know, a lot of good things have happened. Met a lot of good people like you, Terry, you know, that's been willing to help, you know, you hear a lot of things a lot of times that our radio people are, and they don't want to do this, you know what I'm saying? And
right.
I know it is a lot of junk floating around, but then it is some good people making some
exactly.
good music, you know? So, you know, I just appreciate you for even, you know, taking the time, you know, to listen and everybody's been pretty positive with it, you know, and thankful to BB for helping me out. You know, she knows how to talk and know how to phrase and where people listen to her. I'm not really a vocal type guy, you know, or eloquent in speech to where I can, you know, be that convincing. But, you know, I just wanted to, you know, to do, the sky's the limit. You know, I just wanted to be able to reach all the masses with it.
Well, I definitely will be passing your music along to some other friends of mine that have internet radio shows as well. I have a friend here in Las Vegas that does a show at the university, KUNV. So she does a jazz show every Sunday, so I'll pass your music on to her as well, and some other friends of mine as well. So we're going to get your music out there, get it heard.
Yeah, I appreciate it, sir.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I appreciate you giving us the opportunity to speak with you. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, so, yeah, I just wanted to let everyone know again that guitarist Paul Whitley's debut CD is called Versatility. You can find that on iTunes, CD Baby, and Rhapsody, and on his website, paulwhitley.com, and follow him on Twitter, Paul Whitley Jr., and hit him up on Facebook, send him a friend request as well. And again, I will send BB the link for next Friday's show, so you guys can tune in for that. Now, that's pre-recorded, so there's no listener interaction on that. But, you know, you can still listen. You know, there's listeners, there's people out there listening to the website and listening to the music, so you'll definitely be heard. All right. So,
okay, cool.
All right. Well, thank you again. Have a great day, and I look forward to hearing more from you.
Yes, ma'am. I appreciate it.
All right, Paul. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, I want to give a thanks to BB. Thank you, BB, for referring Paul to us, and I'll be in touch with you as well for to come. Look for that to come shortly. All right, I have a few minutes, so I want to give a shout out and a big congratulations to trumpeter Lynn Roundtree and saxophonist Elon Trotman. Their songs are on the Billboard chart. Two songs at the same time they have on the chart. So congratulations to you all for that. Lynn's CD is called Soul Tree, The Soul Jazz Experience, and Elon's CD is called Love and Sax. So congratulations to them. There are some new CDs coming out in the next few months. Najee has a new one called The Smooth Side of Soul on January 31st, and we will be interviewing him this Tuesday at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern about this CD. Michael Langton has a new CD called Pure that's coming out February 14th. We're working on getting him on the show. Peter White has a new one coming out called Here We Go on March 13th. And then guitarist Paul Brown has a new one, The Funky Joint, that's also scheduled for release in March. I don't have a release date for that, but be on the lookout for those CDs. And also, Brian Culberson is hosting his first Jazz Fest, I guess is what he's calling it. He's calling his first annual Napa Valley Jazz event, and that is June 7th through the 10th. And you can find out more information on that on NapaValleyJazzEvent.com. Looks like it's going to be a great event. I cannot wait to get there because, you know, he's my favorite artist, so I definitely have to be there for that one. He just produced a video commercial for this event, and you can see that on YouTube. Really nice, nicely done. So you can see that on YouTube. Again, it's Napa Valley Jazz Event.com, so check that out. And our thanks again to Paul Whitley for joining us. His CD again is called Versatility, so definitely pick that up. Please support the artists and purchase their music. Always purchase their music, and you know, that's how we help them out. So I'm going to close the show with another song from the CD. This song is called Monte Carlo. Thanks to everyone, Joe from Germany, BB, thank you again, all of the guests, for joining us, and tune in on Tuesday when we talk to Najee about his new CD. You've been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz with your host, Jazz Queen, and I look forward to talking smooth jazz with you again next time. Until then, keep it smooth.
Thank you for listening to Talking Smooth Jazz. Please visit our websites, TalkingSmoothJazz.com and Mastermind-Entertainment.com. Join our Facebook fan and group pages and follow us on Twitter at Jazz_Queen and The Daily Grind. That's THA Daily Grind.